Good morning. It's Friday, the 24th of April. The business is running fewer flights, but commanding significantly higher fares this month, and revenue is up 11% year on year. April month to date through yesterday, revenue per flight is 272,000 Rand, up 13% on last year. Passenger numbers are down 4.4%, and flights are down 1.6%, but yield is up 16%. This is price-led growth, which is the healthier kind. Load factor is 88%, down 3 points from last year. Volume is softer, but pricing more than compensates. For context, March closed at 90% load factor, with revenue up 12%, also yield-driven. Now the market picture for March, the domestic market added 8.5% capacity. Flysafair grew 8.3%, basically matching the market. But Airlink grew 13%, and SAA grew 16%, both from smaller bases, eating into share. Lyft shrank 4%. Flysafair held 49% of domestic seats. But SAA's growth on the Durban to Johannesburg route is worth watching. They added 19,500 seats there, and our share on that route dropped nearly 7 points. On routes, two stand out. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, the total market was up 43% year on year, and we added 36% more capacity. But Airlink doubled their presence, adding 2,100 seats. Our load factor dropped 10 points and yield fell 8.6%. We grew revenue but diluted the route. Then Bloemfontein to Cape Town. Airlink added nearly 1,200 seats and our share dropped 10 points. This is Airlink pushing into regional strongholds. Now the forward curve, and this needs attention. April is 4 points behind the booking curve. Actual load factor is 79% versus an expected 83% at this days before departure point. Last year, April finished at 91%. Three routes are dragging. Joburg to Vic Falls is 18 points behind the curve. Bloemfontein to Joburg is 13 behind, and Cape Town to Hoedspruit is 13 behind. May is looking softer. We are 8 points behind the curve at 22% actual versus 30% expected. Last year, May finished at 92%. Bloemfontein to Joburg is 20 points behind. Durban to Joburg is 19 behind, and Harar to Joburg is 16 behind. The big trunk route, Durban to Joburg, being that far behind the curve is a concern given the SAA capacity push on that route. On costs, jet fuel is down 6% month on month, which is helpful. But Brent crude is up 6%, and the Rand has weakened 13% against the dollar this month. The fuel bill is in dollars, so that Rand move wipes out most of the crack spread improvement. Your cost base is under pressure from currency, not from oil. Two questions for today. One, why is Durban to Joburg, our second biggest route, running 19 points behind the booking curve for May, while SAA just added 20,000 seats there? Is this a scheduling overreaction to competition or a demand signal we should heed? 2. On-time performance is at 93%, below the 94% target, and technical dispatch reliability is also below target at 98.3%. What is the ops team doing to close those gaps? Have a good one.